Hi, I'm Marian McPartland. Today, my guest on Piano Jazz is pianist, singer, and horn player, Nadine Jansen. Nadine is a firecracker of a performer, often playing several instruments at the same time. When she joined me in 1988, she showed off her ambidextrous musical abilities on flugelhorn and piano. Did I mention she sings, too?
Nadine, it's just great to have you here. And you know, the last time we saw each other was at the Kansas City Women's Jazz Festival.
I know, that's a few years ago.
Yes, it is.
Thanks for inviting me.
Well, let's start right out. I'd love to hear you play something on the piano. So how about doing a piano solo for us?
Okay.
What's this one going to be?
Yours Is My Heart Alone.
Boy, you've really been practicing since I last heard you. You're getting better than ever.
Thank you.
That's terrific.
Thank you.
Now, it seems to me that was on a tape I heard recently. Didn't you do something with the symphony in Phoenix?
I did a my Gershwin medley with the Phoenix Symphony with Tanya Leon conducting.
Oh, yeah. Terrific. Now, that was this past year, wasn't it?
It was October 25th.
Was that your first symphony date?
Yes, that's the first time I've ever had 94 sidemen.
It's a great feeling, isn't it?
Wow. I had my, drums and bass, and the symphony, it's just marvelous. I know you've done it a lot.
Yeah, I have. I know how nice it is. But you really have lost none of your skill and everything. You've done better than ever, as I say. Are you practicing every day?
No, playing every night.
That's what does it.
I've been in nightclubs for, 100 years. It seems like
well, you even,
six nights a week.
You see, that's the best the best practicing anybody could have, I think. Do you do all your little things, like with the flugelhorn? And tell the story about how you were playing.
Oh, that I picked up the flugelhorn.
Yeah.
And I was going to take a hot solo, and some man walked by and hit the end of the horn, hit me in the mouth, just kind of chipped my tooth, and said, "Women don't do that." And, you know, of course, I went home and cried.
I think I would have hit him with the horn.
Well, now I would. I mean, at this age,
But it's funny how, well, you know, you always sort of think of these things after the event, but of course things have changed so much that, you know, nobody would do that now because, I mean, I think people have got used to seeing women playing trombones and trumpets and flugelhorns and drums, and I mean, things are so much better for women players.
Oh,
don't you think so?
I think so. It did happen to me the other night, though.
It did?
Almost.
What happened the other night?
Well, this is really a silly story, but this happened. And I thought, oh, I thought those days were over. Somebody brought me a little toy duck and set it on the piano.
A toy duck? Some,
yeah.
Yeah.
So some other man came in and took the little toy duck and stuck it in the end of the horn. So those days are not over.
I'm not going to touch that one. And then you took it out of the horn and went quack, quack.
Right.
Oh, boy. Oh, listen, please play a tune. Let's hear what you're going to do with the piano and flugelhorn. And sing, too, right? This is, wait a minute, let me see what this is going to be. I Thought About You?
Yes.
Okay.
I took a trip on a train, and I thought about you. I passed a shadowy lane, and I thought about you. Parked under the stars, winding street, moonshining down on some little town, with each beam, same old dream. Stop that we made. Ooh, I thought about you. But when I pulled down that shade, then I really felt blue. I peeped through the crack that look back on the track, the one going back to you. What did I do? Ooh, I thought about you. Thank you. that look back on that track. No one going back to you. What did I do?
Amazing. People out there should get this picture of you at the piano. And first you're singing, and then you just play your accompaniment in your left hand, and you ever so quietly pick up the horn and start to play it, and then you put it back down again. It's really wonderful, really wonderful, very entertaining besides.
Well, thank you, Rainy.
How long
appreciate
have you been
that.
Doing this? No, I'm going to say this another way. When did you start playing? Did you play piano first, or, you know, how did you get started?
I started piano at 4. I was studying classical.
I thought you must have, because you've got the terrific technique.
For about 18 years total, probably.
How much practicing did you do?
As little as possible. I wanted to play jazz. You know, I mean, I wanted to...
To all you kids listening in.
Well, I had an ear. I had, you know, perfect pitch. So she made the mistake of playing for me at my, you know, lessons. Then I'd go home, and after I hear it, I could learn it better. So she got smart, and she wouldn't play it for me. So then I had to woodshed and read the notes.
You know, I can sympathize with that because I've always been a terrible reader myself. I mean, I was an ear player for so many years, and I really cannot sight read. I mean, I can read, but ever so slowly. It's terrible.
Well, me too.
Suppose we do one. Let's try and do a tune out, the two of us. Okay. I mean, with all this array of instruments we've got here, this is going to be you and I on our two pianos. You're on the right. I'm on the left. I say this because we're in stereo for people who are listening. And you're going to play the flugelhorn as well.
Yes, I do. Right? When I have a rhythm section, which I do today with your left hand, My bass player and drummer with the trio, I can do unison with flugelhorn and piano.
Well, that's what
and
we're going to do now.
Like a big band or small band.
That's what you're going to do now, isn't
yeah.
it? And then I'll just play a bass line and try to be like a bass player.
All right.
Nadine's Blues.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
that's terrific. It was really fun doing that blues, all these things going on. You know, you're playing piano, and then you play piano, you pick up the flugelhorn, and I'm playing piano over here, all these things going on. It was just great.
Well, I've been doing the two things, my flugelhorn and piano, and I came to hear your fantastic piano. Are you going to play for me?
You came here to hear me.
I did. I came all this way to hear you play.
Well, I'd better do a little something then, hadn't I?
You're my idol, you know.
I didn't know, but you just made my day with that. Well, I'll tell you what. This is a tune that Helen Merrill used to sing. I think that's where I first heard it, and it's called Dream of You. Very pretty. A nice tune. You should sing it. It's got a great lyric.
Is it?
And before we go any further, I think that whole thing is so interesting. You're being with Horace Heidt. And when was that?
1948.
Boy, you must have been a mere child when you were
doing that.
So this was like the big time to go with Horace Heidt.
Oh, yeah.
Well, so you auditioned for him, and what happened?
Well, he hired me to be on his road show. We did concerts. And when I heard you talking on the Today Show about, Benny Goodman talking about you moving your foot and losing that energy.
Yeah.
Well, Horace Hite wanted me to waltz and play the trumpet at the same time.
Did you do it?
No.
What did you tell him?
Well, I laughed. I was embarrassed. You know, I thought, I had studied trumpet in school. I never heard of such a thing. No, I ended up doing standing up at the end of the performance, but not waltzing.
Oh, I think that's
funny.
Isn't
that funny?
But were you like the rest of the band? You were doing your act. I was going to say you weren't sort of standing in the trumpet section or anything like that.
No, I was in a regular act, and, they would stuff anything inside to get you to have bigger... bosom. In those days.
That's a whole other thing.
A whole other thing that I told you about. You have to have cleavage.
Was that
they
the
didn't
same
care
time?
About you. Pardon?
Was that with Horace Hite also?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Oh, well, that's funny. Tell about that one.
Well, in other words, in those days, you had, you wore strapless and you had to show cleavage. They didn't care about your vocal cords or what you did, really.
Oh, you mean you had to make your bosom as big as possible?
Yeah.
You mean the Dolly Parton of your... Wow.
And I tried to do that. I was very tall and thin. Well, I still am. I ran out, I used to have to run out on stage, showbiz. And one of the falsies flipped out. And so the trumpet player used it for a wah-wah mute. Funny days.
That's funny. Maybe he's using it still. That should make a very good mute.
Well,
I was telling you about that.
It did.
We could go on forever about our reminiscences, but we ought to play another duet because we haven't really done a two-piano thing yet.
Okay.
How about Like Someone in Love?
I love it. Okay. Thank you.
terrific. I thought that was just great.
I thought it was fun.
Good. Listen, before we go any further, I've got to identify us for all the people who are hearing us today. Nadine Jensen is my guest. I'm Marion McPartland. This is Piano Jazz. Let's go on and do, I don't know what to choose first. All right, let's have you do one with the flugelhorn. And this will be you playing piano and flugelhorn.
This is Freddie Hubbard tune.
This is Freddie Hubbard tune, yes.
Little Sunflower.
Oh, it's a great song. Thank you. Oh, that's great, Nadine.
Thank you.
You know what I was thinking? Do you always play that way, like playing piano for yourself on flugelhorn, or do you ever have work with a group that you play, just play the horn as a separate entity?
I don't do that too often because I'm always playing the piano. It's either with a trio or a duo.
Because you play so well on the flugelhorn. I'd love to hear you just get up and play with a band. You must have done that at some time, haven't you?
Yes, I've done it a few times. But, generally I'm sitting at the piano. I loved when I played with you when we did Just Friends.
Let's do
and
that.
I was playing trumpet then, and I just relearned to play the trumpet, especially when I knew I was going to be on the show with you.
Really?
Yes, I gave it up for a while. I got very lazy and just played the flugelhorn.
Well, but nobody could accuse you of being lazy playing flugelhorn and piano, but now you're playing the trumpet as well. I mean, that's an extra bonus for us. How about, let's do one together.
Okay.
All right. What is it?
Just Friends.
Okay. Do you want me to do the intro?
Sure.
All right. Let's see. What's the tempo on this?
Then we're in G?
Yeah. Thank you. And that really was fun doing Just Friends with you on trumpet. I can't believe you didn't play the horn for 7 years.
I got lazy because I guess a trumpet takes a lot more air. And then I had to carry two horns. But now, since you invited me here, I picked it up again, and I'm having fun.
Well, like, what was that you were saying before about the little horn you brought?
The baby horn, the little piccolo.
Yes.
Well, I used to carry one in my purse, and if guys said I couldn't sit in, then I would take it out at the table and play from the table.
I've never heard such a thing.
I have a weird sense of humor. But there were a few times when they didn't want women to sit in those days.
Did you bring that horn with you today?
Yes, I did.
I think we ought to have a number where you would play that. What do you think?
Well, maybe a half a song with a little horn.
I would just love it.
All right.
You said half a song, but we could do a whole short song, like Jerome Kern's Yesterdays.
Yeah.
How about that?
Okay.
All right.
That's great.
Is terrific. You are a fantastic musician, and you play that with a lot of control. I know, of course, since being married to Jimmy, how hard a McPartland that is, how hard a horn is to play. We have so much control. And
Doesn't he have one of these little horns?
No, he has a flugelhorn and a cornet. But I ought to tell people what's going on here. I'm Mary McPartland. My guest is Nadine Jensen. This is Piano Jazz. I'd like to do, I haven't played an Irving Berlin song for a long time, and here's one that you probably play. How Deep Is the Ocean?
I love that.
I do too. Thank you.
was great. That's beautiful. Your chords are fantastic.
Thank you. You know, you're making me feel like doing things that I... it's funny. I don't know. Maybe this is how to explain this. When you play something with a horn player and you hear their ideas, you start sort of playing different ideas yourself, or I do. If I'm listening to horn players or around horn players, that's what happens. So instead of playing my same little stuff that I do, you're inspiring me to do something else. That's good
because my horn player in my quintet, Zeke, brought that tune to me, and I've been playing it with him.
Deep is the ocean?
Yeah.
Well, now you've got a quintet. What instrumentation? You've got bass, drums?
I have John Davy on bass and Gaetan Caviola on drums, and I have electric violinist Devin Bridgewater, who also plays trumpet and flugelhorn. And on tenor, flute, clarinet, I have Zeke Zeckler.
How wonderful. Musician. Well, back to us. You know, we ought to wind up with utilizing some of your varied talents, like maybe a vocal this time. You know, we're almost to the end, and I have to thank you for coming all the way here. And it's just such a kick doing this, Nadine.
Well, I have to thank you for inviting me. It's like, you know... just wonderful to
but
be.
You're an amazing musician. You've got to be on TV soon, doing all those things. Got to be. What will we play? It's wonderful.
Sure.
Tyree Glenn used to call it S wonderful.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll try not to do that though. It's wonderful, marvelous that you should care for me. Awful nice paradise, that's what I long to see. You made my life so glamorous, you can't blame me for feeling amorous. It's wonderful, marvelous that you should care for.
I had the last word on that, and I didn't mean to. Nadine, it was so wonderful. Thank you for coming.
Thank you. It's just really an honor for you to invite me.
You've been listening to Piano Jazz with Marian McPartland and her guest, Nadine Jansen. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina ETV Radio. The producer is Sherry Hutchinson, recording engineer David Glover, mastering engineer Bill Sexton, production assistant Doug Keith, executive producer William D. Hay. Support for this classic piano jazz program was provided by NPR and NPR member stations, and by Save America's Treasures, through a partnership between the National Endowment for the Arts and the National Park Service Department of the Interior. Support for the original production of this program was provided by a grant from Exxon Corporation. Support for NPR comes from NPR contributors, which include the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, presenting the MacArthur Award for Creative and Effective Institutions. Winners are at macfound.org. And the William and Flora Hewlett Foundation, helping people build measurably better lives. On the web at hewlett.org. This is NPR.